We're back again one more time with another interview about opportunities for fishing families, fishermen, and businesses to get some relief here. It's been a tough season for so many factors. And of course, one of the number one reasons for this toughness has been the COVID-19 pandemic. It's influenced just about every part of life, including the way we operate. And one of the most important programs available for people is the Payroll Protection Program, which can really help supplement your business and help you weather these storms. And today I'm joined by, I believe it's Mr. John Veal. He is the District Director for the Small Business Administration here in Alaska. Mr. Veal, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Was I correct about your title? Is it the District Director?
That is correct.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on the air. And we were talking earlier today with the Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game about some stimulus relief funding that's coming through, and that was $50 million for the entire fishing community. Now, that may seem like an important amount of money and everything's important, but when it comes to the Payroll Protection Program, this is kind of the big show when it comes to weathering the COVID storm. Am I correct there?
Okay, and I think the program you were referring to earlier is totally different from the Payroll Protection Program.
Yes, it's kind of a...
The Paycheck Protection Program, you know, administered by SBA, is a loan to provide incentives to small businesses to maintain, to keep employees on the payroll. The big thing is that, as you talked about earlier, this COVID has impacted a lot of businesses, and it has impacted their revenue. And so the Paycheck Protection Program came about to put funds in the businesses' pockets so that they can keep people employed. And the beauty of this program is that if employee retention goals are met and certain other criteria are met, this loan can actually be totally forgiven.
Yeah, so it turns into a what you would call maybe free money to a certain extent, but it's a grant as opposed to just a loan. It comes as a loan, but if you use it and meet the proper criteria, which we'll talk about in a moment, the money for this loan will be totally forgiven. So that's correct?
That is totally correct.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And we were talking about another program, you're right. It's completely separate, and that was about $50 million. But if I'm correct in understanding, there's something like $100 billion left in the Paycheck Protection Program. Is that correct?
Exactly. And the deadline to apply for this is August the 8th. And right now there's about $130 billion just sitting there waiting for people to apply.
So we are up against the limit.
Part of this is basically... you contact your local lending institution, hopefully the one that you normally work with, and you can apply through your local bank. And if by some chance your bank doesn't work with the Paycheck Protection Program or you don't have a local bank, you can always go to our website, and we have a system called Lender Match where you can put in your information and you can pull up a list of lenders that can actually assist you in applying for the Paycheck Protection Program loan.
Okay, so it goes through a bank, and we'll talk a little bit more about these details more specifically. You gave us a broad overview. The idea of the Paycheck Protection Program was to keep employees at their businesses, so that way what we saw in the 2008-2009 crash was businesses let their employees go, and you had these people that were without jobs. And now that we have this pandemic, again, businesses are needing to let employees go, but the government is trying to keep them attached to their jobs. So that way, once the pandemic is over, they can just kind of resume normal business, still be attached to their jobs, and hopefully that will help increase the recovery of the economy. Is that the idea behind the program?
That's exactly the idea.
So
you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, so we're trying to do that. Now, originally, this program was not going to be allowed for fishermen, but that they did some rules change. They extended the deadline, and people still have 2 days left if you're a fishing operation to apply for this program. So if you're a boat owner and you've got crew members, you can apply for this program with the hope of paying your crew for salaries. Is that correct?
That is correct. And you said 2 days is actually 4 days. It's through August the 8th.
August the 8th. My apologies on that. 4 days left. Okay, so forget that. Not 2 days, 4 days, double the time. Still kind of close, but that's not too late, is it?
That is not too late.
So walk me through this.
I think that if you're considering it, you need to definitely reach out to your lender immediately so they can start the paperwork and get it processed for you.
Okay, so I need to talk to a lender. Can you walk me through the process? If I'm a boat owner that or a skipper that's listening right now and I'd like to take advantage, what do I need to do right now in order to get the ball moving?
To get the ball moving, the first thing you do is call your bank and see if your bank is actually doing Paycheck Protection loans. If he's not, then go to SBA's website and go to Lender Match and actually put in your information, and a list of banks will come up for you. At that point, you call that bank. That bank will actually take you through the process. So once you make connection with the bank, then it's a very easy process. The bank will take you from A to Z.
Okay, so the big part for you is today finding out if your bank does this. I bank with Wells Fargo, and I heard other people that were fishermen banking with Wells Fargo, they found out that Wells Fargo had already maxed out their cap on what they could do for Paycheck Protection. Is that still the case? Like, is there still a potential that, hey, I may bank with this bank and they are maxed out, or are there extensions to how much banks can do?
No, that is very possible. That is very possible. That's why a person who's thinking about it should actually start looking now. Because if your primary bank is not making these loans, you can, in fact, find a different lender on our website.
Okay. So
so if you start today, you have 4 days, and you can actually find a lender who is still making these loans.
Okay, so call your bank today. If you haven't applied for the Payroll Protection Program, some people call it the PPP, call your bank today, see if they do it, and if not, go to the Small Business Administration's website, and I'm guessing it's going to be on the front page. There will be a place for you to put in your information and find a bank that can still service a paycheck protection loan for you. So that would be the first step. And from there, I've heard some people that say, yeah, the bank really does take you all the way from point A to point B until the money's in your bank account. So it should be pretty user-friendly.
Exactly. Very user-friendly. And let me give you the website to do this Lender Match search. It's sba.gov/LenderMatch. That's LenderMatch. And that's how you can do a search for lenders that are still making these loans.
Okay, we'll put that on our website with this link as well so people can get to that. Now, this will sound really difficult, but let's just say I don't, and this is a reality though, you're based out of Alaska, you know that places have very limited internet, like Sandpoint. I don't have access to the internet. Should I call my bank because I know their number, and will they be able to help me, maybe direct me to a different bank that does do the program that might still have some money if I don't have access to the internet?
Yes. Yes, you can. Or if you need some help with that, you can actually give our office a call. We can actually do a search in Lender Match for you and actually get you the list that's generated from Lender Match.
We'll try to get that phone number also posted up and out so people can use that as well. So there's 4 days left for this, and if I need to work with a different bank, I'll set up a bank account with that different bank. So you do need to have some kind of relationship, but it's not going to be, you know, a bridge too far for you to check today or tomorrow, find a bank that works, set up an account, and get the ball rolling. It's still very much doable.
Exactly. And the bank, if you contacted a new bank, that bank will actually tell you what they need you to do in order to work with them. Because it may differ from bank to bank.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of updates. Originally, this was not going to go to fishermen. That got changed. I think the Alaska delegation on the Congress did a great job fighting for this. And so there was an amendment that was done to the program. Are all those amendments and changes, like the June 24th updates, are those the most recent versions of what people need to work with? There might be a lot of different information out there. Is the most updated information available on your website, and it will be the June 24th updates?
Yes, it is. And you're absolutely right. There's been a lot of changes in this program because when it first rolled out, as you've already mentioned, it missed a lot of our businesses. And so we've made a lot of changes to try to incorporate all the businesses that's been impacted by this disaster. And so what you find on our website is definitely the latest information that's available.
Okay, so, and this isn't just for fishermen either. I want to make sure everyone knows that. If you've got a different kind of business, whether it's a restaurant in town, you're a fish processor, or, you know, you are doing something that has been impacted and your job has been impacted by the pandemic, there is opportunity for you also to apply. So the good news, though, is that fishermen do now qualify and have for a little while. Do you think that this August 8th cutoff is the final cutoff, or do you think there might be a chance for another extension? I don't want to give people the idea of procrastination, but do you think there might be another opportunity here since so much money is left in the pile?
You know, as I said, there's been so many changes to the program. So as it stands right now, the deadline is August the 8th. I know there's been some discussion about this, but at this point, I can't say that it's going to change or not.
Okay, so don't wait. Don't wait for another extension. Don't count on that. This needs to be done today.
I would say apply immediately.
Okay, so if you haven't done this yet, people apply immediately. Now, we have this question that I think is one of the most important questions because a lot of people have already applied for this program, but what makes this confusing is that the CARES Act had a lot of different pools of money to draw from. And when you drew from one aspect of this, like say you got the Paycheck Protection Program, that could limit your ability to apply for other parts of the CARES Act as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I can talk a little bit about the CARES Act because it's not an SBA program. It's administered by the state of Alaska, so I don't know all the details. One thing I have heard is that if you receive $5,000 or less from the Paycheck Protection Program, you are eligible for the Alaska CARES grant. However, I would recommend that you contact the Alaska Department of Commerce of Community and Economic Development Division for current eligibility requirements and exactly what's going on.
Can you say that again, where people can go for current eligibility, the Department of Commerce?
The Alaska Department of Commerce.
Okay, so if you've
already... Community and Economic Development Division.
Okay, the Community and Economic Development Division. So if someone's received the Paycheck Protection Program, but they want to see if they're available for maybe a low-interest loan or the Alaska CARES grant, the Department of Commerce would be a place to go because this can impact people's ability. Say a skipper, but what if a skipper uses his money and he gets the Paycheck Protection Program and he uses none of it on himself? It's all for his employees, or maybe it's for like costs incurred based upon self-isolation. You had to find a place for your crew to stay. It costs a lot to get them here and all those things. Would you be able to write that off and then apply personally for another program and not have that draw from the Paycheck Protection Program impact you?
That's a hard question to answer because they look at these things on a case-by-case basis. But again, I think the overriding thing is that if you have received money from the Paycheck Protection Program, regardless of what you're used for, it may have an impact on your ability to receive funds from the Alaska CARES grant. And another thing, as you talk about the Paycheck Protection Program, it is for specific use, primarily employee salaries. And there's some other authorized expenses you can use it for, but the bulk, 60%, needs to go toward paying your employees.
Okay, so 60% needs to go paying your employees. I just got a text message with a question, and this is a very good question for certain folks. What if you're a single operator? You're the only crewman on your boat. You have a bow picker and you set net, and you are your crew member and you are the operator. Can you apply for this program and pay yourself or a family member for the crew?
Yes, you can. They've come up with the criteria for sole owners, if you will, and how to compute their salary for a certain period in order to qualify them for the Paycheck Protection Program. I don't have the exact computations in front of me, but that is still allowable.
And will that apply towards the forgiven aspect of the grant? Like you would be able to say you were paying for employment and this will be a forgiven loan?
That is correct, yes.
All right. If you got that sole operation going, you're out there on the bow picker picking away, and you don't have a crew member, you can apply for this program as well. So call your bank today. I mean, do it right now if you need to. Find out if they have an opportunity. Get in line. Or if you've got questions about other programs, call the Alaska Department of Commerce. That's that's very good information. Very good for that I had not heard that yet. So it's coming up here on the 8th. Very important payroll protection program, you know. And what about the HEROES Act or round two for upcoming stimulus funds from the federal government? Do you imagine that there's going to be programs similar to this again inside any future legislation? And if you got the Paycheck Protection Program for CARES, would that prevent you from getting it in the round two? Do you know that?
I do not. Again, my knowledge is based upon listening to the news like yours. And so I don't necessarily comment on that until such time as we see the final bill and our implementation guidance comes out. So I really, at this point, I don't want to speculate this. I don't want to send somebody thinking that it's going to happen when it may not happen.
I respect that. Yep. You got to make sure you play the right move. Okay. Well, Mr. Veal, this is great. You got 4 days left to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. This, if you use, I think you said 60 to 65%, if it's used for employees, it can go be a forgiven loan for paying your crew members or paying your employees at your business. If you're a sole operator, you can compute how much it can be used to pay for yourself and still have it forgiven. You've got till August the 8th, and you need to call your bank today and find out who has the ability to lend to you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your bank. You can start a relationship with a new bank. Does that pretty much well sum up the payroll protection program right now?
That definitely does. The one thing that we've missed, though, just some gee whiz figures for you. So far, we've made almost 12,000 loans to Alaska small businesses totaling $1.3 billion.
Wow. And there's still so much more left to be pulled from. But $1.3 billion being infused into the economy is going to go a long way in helping us weather the storm and come out of it with the ability to recover our economy, no doubt. Hopefully it's going to be enough, and hopefully there won't be a backlash on the other side of it with all the money being spent. But, you know, if you're hurting out there right now and you need an infusion of cash to keep your business afloat, this is definitely a very viable and important opportunity for you to do that. Well, Mr. Veal,
we definitely encourage everyone to take advantage of it, because that's why the program is there. The program is there to ensure that your small business has an opportunity to survive and that we lessen the impact of this pandemic on you. So basically, the money's there, so definitely take advantage of it.
And, you know, I'm just going to kind of throw a piece out there that, you know, it's something where maybe some people don't like the idea of taking what they would call a handout, or they want to, you know, earn their money. But it's important to consider the realization too that if your business fails because of this, and lots of business fail because of the pandemic, that can have a lasting impact on not just you, but the economy of your community and the country. So being able to keep your small business afloat during this time is actually in the best interest of the economy and the country. So don't be afraid, or I'd encourage people to consider not being afraid to utilize this program, even if you think that maybe it's not the best idea. Keeping your business alive is shown to be very, very important for the economy, not just of your community, but of the country as a whole. Would you agree with that statement, Mr. Veal?
Yes, I would. Definitely.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Is there any final thoughts before you depart, sir, that you could give us? Any last things that you'd like to say?
You know, while we have a lot of emphasis on the Paycheck Protection Program, it's a very critical program for survival of the small business owners. Don't forget that SBA also administers a lot of other programs that will assist business owners. From a training perspective to a funding perspective to whatever your business needs are, definitely reach out to this office so that we can provide you the assistance that you need, not only now during these trying times, but also in the future as you look at your business development. SBA should definitely be your first step, because we're here to help small businesses survive.
You know, they say it's the backbone of the economy, small businesses. They make up the vast majority of employers, and Small Business Administration is a section, a branch of the government that's there to help you if you have or want to have a small business. So I appreciate all the work you're doing there, Mr. Veal, to help keep America going strong, keep our country's dreams alive. So thank you very much for your help.
And thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it very much, sir, and look forward to talking to you soon. And if there's any more developments, we'd love to have you on again.
I'll definitely be on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
That was the district director for the Small Business Administration of Alaska. His name is Mr. John Veal, and he is doing some important work out there for small businesses. The Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, as you may have heard of it, it's still available. You've got about 4 days. August the 8th is the cutoff day. And if you are a small business owner, including a fisherman, a boat owner, or a permit holder, and you have an operation, you can get some money to help pay your crew. And it's not just a loan. It can be forgiven if you meet certain criteria. So reach out to your bank today. Call your bank up right now if you haven't done it yet. See if they can do this. If they aren't available, go to the SBA's website and look to see what operations, the lender match is what it's called. And they can help you find a bank that can get you this loan that can turn into a grant, help keep your small business going, and help us recover through this pandemic stronger as a country.